You're listening to Bay of Islands Community Radio, CKVB, 100.1 FM Corner Brook. Your community, your station. This is BOIR.
And good evening, folks. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name is Ivan Emke, with you for the next 90 minutes or so. And we'll be listening to some music from various places around the world, mostly the Celtic world and elsewhere. Right now we're listening to a band from Quebec called La Volée de Castor, which I'll tell you a bit more afterward. But let me go back to them and they can have the full intro. Welcome. You're listening to Bay of Islands Radio, 100.1 FM. And www.boir.ca on the worldwide interweb.
We'll be right back.
And we're listening to a little bit of music there from both Brittany and from England. And things never quite work out the way you had planned to. If you leave a computer in a cold car for a period of time, it kind of locks up and seizes up on you, which is what it did, because I really wasn't going to play that track at that moment. But that's why there was some silence there in between those tracks. But Loic Blegin and Tad Sargent, that's the last band. Blegin is from Brittany, and he plays the pipes, Uilleann pipes and the low whistles. And Tad Sargent, born in London, but his roots are in Ireland, plays the Bowron. He plays a variety of percussively styled rhythms. So he plays guitar and bouzouki and so on. And so they did a CD, I believe it came out about 2016, not too long ago. And that was a set of tunes there called Reeling in Coleman. Before that, we started off the evening with La Vole de Castor, or A Flock of Beavers, a Canadian folk music group. They formed about 1993, and they gained a fair bit of fame in Quebec and internationally, toured 15 countries or so, and they're from a region of Quebec, released a number of CDs. Excuse me, I'm going to have a cough here. There, excellent. Now I feel better. They went on tour across Canada and Europe. They sort of managed themselves independently for many years, and every once in a while they pop up again. And I think the last time I remember hearing of them, they were in 2016, and they sort of start to emerge on their Facebook site and on the internet, and they say, "Hey, you know, we've been together for 20 some years, but maybe we can still do another show," and they do. And that's kind of cool. So La Vole de Castor, they have a whole whack of records out. And that was one called La Belle Provence. So you are listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. And I'm going to head off now into England. This is one. I bring a bunch of CDs with me, and sometimes I play them, sometimes I don't. And this one has been in my pile for a while, so I just better just, you know, get it over with it and play this. But this is Jennifer Cutting. Jennifer Cutting has roots in England, although she's been in America for a long time. Those of you who are geeks in Celtic music from the United States and so on might recognize her. She's with the band. It was called the New St. George. They made maybe one or two CDs, really good CDs. Like, it was pretty solid stuff, I think, from the Washington area. But anyway, she made a CD again just this past year, and she got together. She calls it Jennifer Cutting's Ocean Orchestra. And this is something called One April Morning.
T'was on one April morning, just as the sun was rising. T'was on one April morning, I heard the small birds sing. They were singing, "Lovely Nancy, for love it is a fancy." And sweet were the notes that I heard the small birds sing. Young and are false and full of deceiving. Young and are false and they seldom do prove true.
Jennifer Cutting and her Ocean Orchestra, and something called One April Morning, or One April Morning, not the fine, although she sings fine. We're going to listen to artist next, Catherine McClellan, who has is one of Canada's upcoming singer-songwriters. She's sort of kept away from the media circus. She lives in rural PEI, and she's tried to carve out her own career path, which is kind of interesting because her father was rather famous. Her father was Gene McClellan. He wrote a number of smash hits. You probably know some of them. The Snowbird, of course, by Anne Murray. That was a Gene McClellan song. Put Your Hand in the Hand, and a whole bunch of other songs as well. But Catherine wanted to make it on her own, but she didn't want to be in his shadow and kind of figure out who she was. But people always talked about her dad, you know, and she tried to steer the conversation away. But she decided then to make an album of her dad's songs. So to sort of embrace where she came from, a lot of people wanted to hear that anyway. So she decided she'd take 13 of her father's most famous compositions and record them all together. And it was somewhat bittersweet. She was just in her mid-teens when Gene McClellan died back in middle 90s somewhere. So it was a bit of a process of healing, as she said, as well, to go over those songs, play them with a number of people, and so on. So we'll listen to a track from that CD, which has come out, is available at fine record stores anywhere, as if we have any. This is called If It's All Right With You, and it's the songs of Gene McClellan. Catherine McClellan is one. And I'm going to play, I thought, you know, okay, I'll try not to play the one that everybody knows, like Put Your Hand in the Hand, but I don't know. I just, you know, I was listening to it, listening to the whole CD, and I just thought, it's a really nice kind of version of that song, and it's a great song that people will recognize. So I succumbed to my own things that I wasn't going to do, and we're going to play. This is then from Catherine McClellan, her dad's song, Put Your Hand in the Hand.
It causes me shame, and though I'm not the man that I your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. And take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. So put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Isn't that just dandy? That's lovely. Catherine McClellan singing one of her dad's songs, Gene McClellan's song, Put Your Hand in the Hand. And some really, really tasty guitar in behind there as well from none other than Dave Gunning, musician from Nova Scotia, and, of course, J.P. Cormier. Not of course, but he's on a lot of CDs from Cabretton, Nova Scotia. That's available, so if you want to order it, order it on the internet. It's called If It's All Right With You. You're listening to Bay of Islands Radio, and we're at 100.1 FM. This is probably the first week of the show that we're officially on FM, and things are kind of going okay. We're sort of figuring out how that works. We're still, of course, on the interweb for everybody else, other parts of the world who are listening to us and aren't within listening distance of our transmitter, 50 watts of FM power coursing through that antenna. Okay, we'll go from one PI songwriter to somebody from Halifax, Nova Scotia. Now, this is very well known, Joel Plaskett. If you've been around independent music or Atlantic Kennedy music, or, well, if you've been alive for the last few years, you might have heard of or heard the music of Joel Plaskett. This summer, he did an interesting thing. Well, in the last year or so, he got together with his dad, Bill, and he had learned, you know, his love of music and so on and so forth from his dad. Bill Plaskett was born in the UK, came to North America in about 1966, and he got this, back then they had this plan that you could travel for 99 days on a Greyhound bus, anywhere where Greyhound traveled across North America, for $99. That's 1966 dollars, but still, that's a cool thing. 99 days for 99 bucks. I mean, you don't have that sort of deal anymore. He ended up settling in Vancouver a year later and then moved to Halifax by the time that Joel was born in the mid-70s. But he's always been interested in music and sort of kept his hand in and has been following his son's career. And so they made an album together, and it's called Solidarity. It includes some of the songs of Bill, his father, and songs that Bill had played and sung, but also ones that he'd written, and a few from Joel as well. And then they did a tour. For all I know, they're still on tour. And they did a tour together. And I was fortunate to see them once this summer at an event, and got there early. It was a festival kind of thing, I guess. Yes, it was outside. So they were doing their sound check, and it was really fun. They were playing with the May Hemingways. If anybody's from Bond Bay area, maybe you saw the May Hemingways. They've been to the Cottage Hospital, the Cottage Concerts, and they've also been to the Trails, Tales, and Tunes Festival there, a couple of very talented young fellows, and they were backing them up. But anyway, they were doing their sound check, and it's always kind of awkward to have a sound check, and you've got, you know, like a fifth of the audience already in the venue, but they're not really paying attention. And Bill, his father, was, oh, that sounds fine, looks good, yeah, he was easygoing and so on. And Joel just kept saying, you know, that frequency there at 110 megahertz, is there something going on? You know, and he was just sort of very precise, and they had wonderful sound. Like, the sound was amazing. But he's such a consummate professional that he is not good enough if there's something happening there that doesn't sound quite right for the audience. So they did a great show, and I'm going to play a track from that CD if I ever stop talking. This is called The Next Blue Sky. Thank you.
raise a glass to the last as we step across the bridge, around the bend to the next blue sky.
luna que alumbra sus noches, el lucero que duerme de día. Ven acá, mujer mía, que tu macho se está derritiendo. Eres la luna que alumbra sus noches, el lucero que duerme de día.
And I thought we were having a little bit too much English there for a while, so I thought we'd better move somewhere else. That was Mariana Montalvo from Chile originally. She had to leave Chile in 1974, along with many, many others, after the military coup of Pinochet. And so she exiled into France, and she started doing music. Then she kept her connection to Chile through music. Her first CD, which was the one that I played from, was released in 2000. It was called Cantos del Alma, Songs of the Soul, and sort of made a big splash on the world music scene. She's recorded a couple times since then. That was something called La Libellula, which means, translated into English, is Dragonfly. She still lives in Paris as an expatriate. And, of course, before that we heard, not of course, but if you were listening earlier, we heard from Bill and Joel Plaskett from their CD. You're listening to Bay of Islands Radio, 100.1 FM, here in the Bay of Islands. Next on, this is just something kind of fun. I like to do cover songs. I don't know if you've ever listened to the show before. You'll know that I like kind of unusual, maybe, cover songs or songs that, you know, it's giving a new feel to it. It's a little bit like Put Your Hand in the Hand that we heard earlier from Catherine McClellan. That was a sort of a different feel to that song. This is from another person from France, although he has roots in Algeria. And his name is Malik Adouane. And I couldn't find very much out about him on the internet, but he had one big hit. He's from Morocco, sorry. His dad was from Morocco. I think his mom was from Brittany or something like that. There was just very scattered bits and pieces of information. But he plays Algerian rebel music. At least that's what they called it at the time, called it After Rai music, R-A-I. And that's a whole lecture you can go into in terms of that kind of music. But he added electricity and so on. The lyrics often diverge from conservative Islamic values and so on. So, but he did this one hit that ended up on a Buddha Bar album or something like that back in the late 90s. And I just I came across it, tripped over it almost literally, again, on a CD that I've got of his. So this is his version of, and you probably wouldn't know this either because you're too young if you're listening to this, possibly. But this is the theme from Shaft, but it's a great version. This is Malik.
Thank you. حبيبتي وراني فرحان واليوم راني جاي وبيت الناس اللي تستنى فيها وعلاش تلومها وعلاش حجروها يا المكارة اليوم راني جاي ونديروا الحلال يا الحمامة واليوم راني جاي بيني وبينك الحلوة وانتي يا سبابي وانتي يا حبي انا نبغيها واليوم راني جاي ونديرك في داري يا الحمامة جاي عمري والله نجي الحشية إن شاء الله
Well, I don't know about you, but I think it really kind of adds something to that old Isaac Hayes song theme from Shaft. That was an artist from France at the moment called Malik. Well, this is an interesting time, I suppose. Everybody says that. I think they've said that forever. But lately, in the last day or so, people have been marking this as 1 year past a very interesting and unusual election. Some would say catastrophic. Some would say, well, you know, let's hope not. But nevertheless, in the United States, there was a person of some note who was elected as president about 1 year and 1 day ago. And in response to that, I guess, a band called Vassen, V-A-S-E-N, who've been playing together for 28 years or something, 30 years, and they've had probably well over a dozen CDs. But they wrote a song the day after this gentleman was elected. I don't even want to say his name. You hear too much about it already. The day after he was elected as a U.S. president. And they called it Trostermarsch. And it's a consolation march for all of our American friends composed on November 9th, 2016. So I thought, well, I'll play it on November 9th, 2017, which is just right now, it's truth be told. And again, Vassen, just three together. And it's kind of interesting because there's three guys, they've traveled together, they've recorded together for almost 30 years. And they've just sort of stuck with it. And, you know, they've countered the law of physics in terms of bands like of that size. You've got a great sense of humor. In intensity and so on. They use the five-string viola, a 12-string guitar, a nickel harpa, which is a keyed fiddle. So it's all Swedish, in the Swedish tradition. But let's hear this, and this is kind of goes out to our friends, some of whom might be listening on the interweb, and this is in memory of them on this day. It sounds awful. Anyway, it's to celebrate the wonders that a country can be set up and can survive almost anything. Thank you. You're listening to Bay of Islands Radio, 100.1 FM, CKVB in the Bay of Islands. That was a band called Vassen from Sweden, and it was something that was written for their friends in the United States called Trostemarsch, written exactly 1 year ago today. And then they arranged it, recorded it, and so on. And here it's in my little hands right here in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. Isn't it amazing what the world is these days in the internet? Their CD just came out. It's called Brood, B-R-E-W-E-D. And it came out just a couple months ago. It's their latest album. So let's go from there to another American artist I have with me. And it's... I like his stuff. It's really kind of cool. Maybe you've heard of him before. Pokey Lafarge. And that's his stage name anyways. And he's quite the songwriter, and he tells a really good story as well. So here's an example. This is talking about his work, and here's how he's explaining it. Day after day, pencil in hand, always dressed in blue, never feeling satisfied, itchy, incomplete, a tired halfway between a businessman and a janitor, Pokey Lafarge tries to make sense of the trouble he's seen and the trouble he's been in. This is the great why of his unending passion for songwriting, an unquenchable need to be heard in a world where everyone is talking and nobody is listening. All these opinions out there, I just want to get people to feel something other than anger. Kind of interesting, but he has a number of CDs out. He's a sort of a musician. He's a storyteller. Left home at about 17. He was born in South City, St. Louis, Missouri. Raised in Illinois. And he's based in Missouri now, too. He was born, what's his name? Oh, yeah, Andrew Heisler. And he got the name Pokey from his mother, who would scold him to hurry up when he was a child. I mean, lots of us could be called Pokey, I'm sure, as a children. But he did a lot of reading of literature when he was young. In his early teens, he started. He heard some blues in a local pizza parlor run by a guy who played Muddy Waters, you know, and Willie Dixon, all those old blues guys. And then he heard Bill Monroe when he was about 16, Bill Monroe, the sort of father of bluegrass. So he traded his guitar for a mandolin. He played that for a while, and he then adopted the name Pokey Lafarge because it kind of sounded like he thought what he was looking for musically during the time when he was moving around the country. So he graduated from high school just after 2001, and he was 17, hitchhiked to the West Coast, and he earned a living as a busker on streets and so on, and that's kind of how he honed his craft in terms of performance. And he's been playing with his band since 2009. This is from a CD of his from, I think it's 2013. It's not his latest. His latest, I can't quite get it yet because it's just being released. And it's his reflections on the last year living in the United States. Okay. So this one is called Close the Door. But it has an American theme because it's about, like the lyrics go, you can sing along in the chorus. Close the door, don't let the doctor come in. Close the door and lock it tight. I've got no money for the doctor tonight. And so it's all about healthcare in the United States. So it just listen to it and sing along and just be thankful that we have socialized medicine.
Close the door. Close the door. Don't let the doctor come in. Close the door. Lock it tight. I've got no money for the doctor tonight. 3 weeks I spent in the hospital. It left me with a stack of bills sky high. I'll never be able to pay them, I know. I wish I would have stayed there and died. La 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 la. Why? Please tell me why. We must pay for the things that we need. When a doctor gets richer of me each day, I barely have the money to eat. So I'll never go to the doctor no more, no matter how sick I get. No doctor will ever get my dough, 'cause I work too damn hard for that. La da da da, la da da da, la da da da, la da da da.
You'll agree with me, that's kind of fun music, and that was from Pokey Lafarge, and we'll certainly play more of him at another time. You can find him again at on the internet or at fine record stores everywhere. Well, it's time to play some little livelier music. This is a band I usually like to play, you know, sort of new up and coming bands. These folks, Talisk is the name, T-A-L-I-S-K. Nominated for the Radio 2 and BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards, the Horizon Awards. They won the Young Folk Award in 2015. And they're quite amazing. They're only three folks, Mohsen Amini on concertina. And I must say, he is one of the finest concertina players I've heard recently. Well, probably forever, maybe. He's just, like, puts a lot of notes in each song, but he's very deft. Is that a word you use for concertina playing? I don't know. I don't know if it's the right adjective, but I would say he's deft. Not deaf, but that doesn't seem like the right word. Doesn't seem like a word at all, actually. But anyways, he's good at it. Like, he's precise. Anyway. Also in the band is Haley Keenan, on fiddle, and Graham Armstrong on guitar. And they all have, they've all got pedigrees, you know, like music degrees and so on. They played with other bands, and they've had quite a history. Closest they've come here is Celtic Colors in Kiberton. And they've played there, and of course lots of other places as well. So they're rapidly on the ascent. So we'll listen to a set of tunes from Talisk, something called Picked, and we'll hear something from. I'll tell you afterward. We'll play something else after that. So this is from Scotland, Talisk. Thank you.
pot, Rainy, I'm a travelling man. I'll mend your owl pots, I'll make you a can. I'm prince among nomads, I'm king of me clan. Fall de dal 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 day, I tramps down the road with me horse and me dog. There's game in the fields and there's turf in the bogs. I sing like a lark gans along I do geong. Fall de dal 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 day, I comes by the river and I catches a fish. I've always got plenty to put in me dish. Me brows and me short, well, I surely can stitch. Fal di dal 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 day. I grab hold of me pipes and I'll make for the town. Finds me a gun seat and I sits myself down. I squeeze on the bellow, all of the rum gathers around me. Fal di dal 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 day. I play Mrs. McLeod's and the wind in the gap, and it pleases the crowd as they dance and they clap. And many's a bright shilling they throw in me cap for me. Fall di dal 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 day. Well, I'm fond of a drink and I'm sure it's no crime to sit down in the shebeen with comrades sublime. I dance till the morning, I'm no slave to time. Fall di dal 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 day. Each night comes down from the farm. Her husband gets cold, but I am quite warm. For here in me tent she'll come to no harm with me. Fall di dal 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 day. But when winter comes around, for fear of the damp, I'll whistle a dog down the road we will tramp. And that housewife will sigh when she sees we broke camp. Oh, fall di dal 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 day. But when springtime comes around, I'll pass back this way. Boil up me old Billy and I'll have me some tay. I'll check if the buffer has one on the way for me. Fall di dal 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 day. Pat Rainey, I'm a travelling man. I'll mend your owl pots or I'll make you a can. I'm prince among nomads, I'm king of me clan. Fall da dal 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 day. Fall da dal dal dal. Fall da dal dal dal. Fall da dal 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 day.
Young Irish singer there called Derry Farrell. And that's from his second CD, released last year. And that's something called Pat Rainey. Derry was introduced to music, Irish music, by his parents, although he didn't come from a musical family. Started singing about age 16, and then at 23, he actually started to perform and come a long way since then. So he has two CDs out. He's toured Canada and goes to a lot of song circles and that kind of thing. Next up, we're going to have some music from Danny Michel. I've played him before on the show, and this is from a recent release CD that came out in 2017. And he went on a trip. He was invited to go on a trip back in August of 2016. And he was invited to join it was something called Generator Arctic. It was a group of filmmakers and photographers and writers and musicians chosen by Chris Hadfield, you know, the astronaut guy, Evan and Chris Hadfield. And they did an 18-day journey through the Northwest Passage to the Ellesmere island, the fjords of Ellesmere Island. And they did this all on an old Russian icebreaker called Kapitan Klebnikov. It was a 24,000 horsepower Soviet icebreaker. It was the first ship to circumnavigate both the Arctic and the Antarctic. So they were going to document, all of these individuals were going to document this corner of our planet through art and science and so on and share it with the world. So there he was, Danny Michel, cabin 712. And he set up a makeshift studio. And he tried to capture the beauty and the magnitude of the adventure through song. And so he did the rough drafts of the songs and the rough recordings of those songs while on Captain Klebnikov, the ship itself. Then he handed recordings off to others, and this is the result. So it's a collection of songs dedicated to the sailors and the chefs and the helmsmen, the engineers, the dishwashers, bar staff, the maids, and everybody else who was there on the Klebnikov. And so we'll play a song from that. It's a great little CD. And it's called 24,000 Horses, the song we're going to play, which is the horsepower of the ship. And thus, that's where the name comes from. This is Danny Michel.
What I saw through that porthole is tattooed and burned on the shore where we landed, three graves by the sea, in the loneliest place you ever did see. So I sing the verses, you sing the chorus, with 24,000 old Russian horses. We crush through the ice, bright summer night on the Captain Klebnikov. This is the life. Seal skins dry in the bright frozen sun. There's mouths to be fed, the work's never done. Through the Northwest Passage stand at the bow, and I thought I'd seen beauty till right here, right now. So I sing the verses, you sing the chorus, with 24,000 old Russian horses. We crush through the ice in the bright summer night on the Captain Klebnikov. This is the life. On the Captain Klebnikov, this is the life. Once we had dreams, but they fell through the seams like the ice here all melting away. On the Captain Klebnikov, this is the life. On the Captain Klebnikov, this is the life.
Pleasure to have you on board the Klebnikov, and we hope to see you once again.
The ambient sound there from his stay on the Captain Kolobnikov from Danny Michel, and that's from his CD called Kolobnikov, documenting his days on that icebreaker and his time in the Arctic. And Chris Hadfield is on one of the tracks, I believe he's singing something. And he also has, he has a bunch of the crew singing on one of the tracks. It's a nice little CD. So you're listening to Bay of Islands Radio, 100.1 FM CKVB in Bay of Islands, and it's also www.boire.ca. If you want to say anything about the show tonight or want inquiries about the music, you can. The easiest way to email me is Ivan, I-V-A-N, at boire, B-O-I-R.ca. Ivan at boire.ca, 10 letters, a couple of periods, and you're set to go. Well, and the at, too. You have to put that in, of course. So we have out of three or four tracks maybe left for the show. We'll see how that goes, getting us close to 10:30 anyway. And I'm going to play a couple just kind of fun things. This first track is from a band called Throat Culture, and they were an a cappella ensemble of maybe four or five people at different times. They performed in Central Ohio, basically from Columbus, Ohio, where I lived for many years. And they began performing in the fall of somewhere in 1990 or so on a street corner in the Short North. Now, the Short North, you don't need to know all this stuff, but when I first moved there, it was a really just a much more dangerous place to be, and nobody wanted to go there. And it became gentrified, the Short North. So it was just to the north end of the city, well, north end of the tracks, basically. And it's real hip now. It's a place to go. But anyway, that's where they got their start. And they do a lot of sort of covers of various things. They appeared on Garrison Keillor's Prairie Home Companion sometimes, and they opened for bunches of people. And they did all these corporate events, which is weird, but they're kind of fun and entertaining. And they also move things around, so they do like 16 Tons, that old song, as a tango, or they'll do an AC/DC song as a doo-wop, or you know, some Jimi Hendrix in there or whatever. So we'll hear a track from them, and this is a Paul Simon track, 50 Ways You Leave Your Lover. It's just kind of fun. So, and I followed up with a band from one of Atlantic Canada's premier bands, young bands. This is Coig, C-O-I-G. They come from Quebreton. And there's four of them in the band now. Used to be five. And they have several CDs out. This is from, I think it's from their last CD. In fact, I think I bought it from the piano player's parents. We were traveling in Quebreton last fall. Summer, whenever it was. And if you go to Chetty Camp, that's where Jason Roach comes from. He's the piano player, in my very biased opinion. I think he's one of the finest piano players in Cape Breton. And the rest of the band are incredibly talented as well. So from their most recent CD, which is called Rove, R-O-V-E, this is their version of Salisbury Hill, which is a Peter Gabriel song. So a couple of more covers to go. And we'll start off with an a cappella version of a Paul Simon song.
Inside your head, she said to me, the answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you with your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude, and furthermore I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. So I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. Don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Just hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself
free. Just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, stand. Don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Drop off the Keeley and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. And I said, well, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe that in the morning you'll begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, stand. Don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Just hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. And drop off the Keeley and get yourself free. Just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, stand. Don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Drop off the Keeley and get yourself free.
On Salisbury Hill, I could see the city lights. The wind was blowing, time stood still. Eagle flew out of the night. He was something to observe. Came in close, I heard a voice. Standing, stretching every nerve. Had to listen, had no choice. I did not believe the information. I just had to trust imagination. My heart going boom, boom, boom. Son, he said, grab your things, I've come to take you home. I resigned. My friends would think I was a nut, turning water into wine. Open doors would soon be shut. So I went from day to day. Though my life was in a rut, until I thought of what I'd say, which connection I should cut. I was feeling part of the scenery. I walked right out of the machinery. My heart going boom, boom, boom. Son, he said, grab your things, I've come to take you home. Spin her net. I'm never where I wanna be. Liberty, she pirouette. When I think that I am free, watch my empty silhouettes. Close their eyes but still can see. No one taught them etiquette, so I will show another me. Today I don't need a replacement. I'll tell them what the smile on my face meant. My heart going boom, boom, boom.
It's a band called Quig from Cape Breton, and something obviously might sound a little bit familiar to you if you've been around pop radio at all. That's Salisbury Hill, a song made famous by and written by Peter Gabriel. And before that, we heard from Throat Culture. A couple more songs. This is a song from a band that's been around in the Ontario music scene for a long, long time, and they're called Friends of Fiddler's Green. Fiddler's Green was a very important folk club in Toronto. And so this was the kind of the resident band there for a number of years, way back in the maybe early 70s, something like that. But they've been together for many, many a year since then. The membership has changed slightly, but at the moment there's six musicians, some great singers, great songwriters, joke tellers, one Order of Canada, by the way. And Queen's Jubilee medals and so on, and a fairly long track record in Canadian folk music. If you know some of Stan Rogers' famous songs, you know, like Northwest Passage or Barrett's Privateers and so on, the lusty song singers in the background are some of the members of Friends of Fiddler's Green who sang those along with Stan. They, 1971 here, finally I find my notes, when they began at Toronto's Fiddler's Green Coffee House. So I'm going to play, this is from the CD that they released a couple of years ago, and this is, I've been listening to it lately for some reason, and this is an old song called, that I've always loved, All Around My Hat. It's a 19th century English song, and it's about a Cockney who vowed to be true to his fiancée and had been sentenced to 7 years transportation to Australia for theft, you know, and to mourn her loss by wearing a green willow sprigs in his hatband for a 12-month and a day, which is in the song there. Willow was a traditional symbol of mourning at the time, which is why willow caskets are actually fairly popular in the UK at the moment. But anyway, the song was released by Steel Ice Band back in the mid-70s, but it's a fairly widespread song, and it's done in a lovely way here. The lead singer here is Ian Robb, who has a wonderful, wonderful voice. So this is Friends of Fiddler's Green.
It's all around my hat, I will wear the green willow. All around my hat for a 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I wear it, I'll tell them that my true love is far, far away. My love, she was fair, and my love, she was kind too. Cruel the judge and jury that sentenced her away. For thieving is a thing that she never was inclined to. I sent my love across the sea 10,000 miles away. It's all around my hat, I will wear the green willow. All around my hat for a 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I wear it, I'll tell them that my true love is far, far away. Oh, will she be true? And will she be faithful? Or will she find some other swain to court her where she's gone? For the men will all run after her, so pretty and so graceful, and leave me here lamenting in sorrow all alone. It's all around my hat, I will. Tell them that my true love is far, far. gave my love a gold ring to wear on her finger, a token of our own true love, and to remember me. And if ever she returns again, forevermore to linger, it's then that we'll get married and happy we will be. It's all around my hat I will.
And that's the Friends of Fiddler's Green, the lovely old English song called All Around My Hat. And we're just about time to clue up for another edition of Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name is Ivan Emke. I've been with you the last 90-ish minutes, close to that now. And I'll be back again next Thursday at 9 Newfoundland time. And another set of various kinds of things. If you want to email me about something, Ivan at Boire, B-O-I-R.ca.